ABC Listen.
Hi, it's good to see you. How are you doing today, Matthew?
Brianna, it's so nice to see you too. I guess we are back again to do something for you. We are about to do a story salad.
That was like crooning with Matt and Bree.
Crooning with Matt and Bree, coming soon to a radio station near you. But right now we are back to do Story Salad.
I have
a feeling it might be a singy one.
I mean, look, it seems to me, I don't know about you, but it seems to me like we're in a singy mood. We're just doing some singy.
Singy dingy.
Singy dingy.
Singy dingy Story Salad. We are back to do Story Salad. Right? Story Salad's where we get three words sent in from a lovely listener. You can send them in to us.
Send them in.
And we use those words in a completely made-up, improvised story right here on the spot in only 3 minutes.
That's right. And when there's 1 minute left to go, we hear this sound. Which means I'm to wrap up the story and find an ending.
Find an ending! See? Singing again.
Oh, it's just coming out of you.
To do all that, we need to get some words, but we're not just going to ask for the words. Usually we just go like, can we please get the words? No. Today we sing.
Today
we sing.
We'd like to hear the words. Please send them to us our way.
My name is Teddy. I'm 4 years old. And my word to today, sparkle, book, and pool.
Oh, thank you, Tilly.
Such good words you sent to us.
Tilly's words were sparkle,
book,
and pool.
Matt, are you from Queensland?
I am from Queensland. And majority of my family and friends in Queensland say pool as pool.
They
and
do.
All it is we just acknowledge both O's. Pool.
Pool. That sounds like something I'd love to swim in.
Do not get your pronunciation education from me. Just giving you the warning.
Those of us who grew up in Western Australia just say regular pool. But wherever you're from, we welcome them all.
It's become a state battle here. Okay, so Tilly's beautiful words were sparkle, book and pool.
That's right.
Is that better?
They were sparkle, book and pool.
So we are now going to dive into today's singy dingy song dong story salad. It's school holidays. The kids are all on holidays and they've got nothing to do.
I want to go for a swim because it's hot outside. I want to go for a swim because it's too hot to even sleep.
Sang Ildiko.
Mum.
Yes, did someone call for mum? I'm down here washing up. I'm down here doing all the chores because no one gives me help. What do you want, darling?
Mummy, it's so hot. Can we please go for a swim at the pool? Sang Ildiko to mummy.
Well, Ildiko, have you finished your book?
Ildiko stuttered. Yes, I have. And her mum looked at her, thinking, I don't know if I believe you, Ildiko.
And then she sang that. I don't know if I believe you, Ildiko. But it doesn't matter. You can bring it to the pool. So pack your things. Come on, get your sunscreen. Why am I speaking these instructions? Get your sunscreen. Get your towel. Get your snacks and get his towel. Get your brother's towel. He always forgets it quick. Because we're going to the pool.
We sure are. And so they all got in the car and they buckled up their seatbelts and they pulled out of the driveway. And Ildiko went, stop, please. I forgot to pack my sparkle sunscreen. And so her mum reversed back.
Reversing the car. Reversing the car. Not very far because we didn't get out of the driveway.
And Ildiko ran inside and she got her...
One minute.
She got her sunscreen that when she lathered it on, had all sparkles, and it made her feel like a mermaid when she was swimming in the pool.
Because what we haven't covered is that Ildiko was a child inventor. Ildiko was an entrepreneur. She had developed the brand new sunscreen with sparkle. And she wore it to the pool, and all the kids said, Ildiko, how'd you get so sparkly, Ildiko?
And she said, I'm glad you asked. Here's my business card. These are going to be available online in the new year. I've got a website set
up. I want some. I want to sparkle at the pool like Ildiko.
And she gave out samples at the pool. And it became, all the kids were putting on the sparkly sunscreen. It became the biggest
hit in the whole wide world. And this is now the curtain call. It's like the final number. Yeah. So it's like, thank goodness for Ildiko. She gave a sparkly sunscreen.
Not only do we look so sparkly, but we're protected from the sunburn that comes down from the sun.
Don't forget to slip, slop, slap.
Bye.
What was the fourth one? It's slip, slop, slap and... shades now, is it?
Is it? Is there a fourth
one? Yeah, I think
one?
They added. So if you don't know what this is, young'uns, your grown-ups might know what this is. Slip, slop, slap was when we were growing up.
That's right. That
was, so it was slip on.
It was about sun safety.
Slip on a shirt, slap on some, no, slip, slop on some sunscreen and slap on a hat.
Oh.
Sun smart.
And so, yeah, I just thought it was all three of them applied to sunscreen. Like, slip, slop, slap. Like, you're going to rub it in.
No, it was like
that is better. Slip That's on a better shirt, message.
Slop on some sunscreen and slap on a hat, and now it's like slide on some shades.
Yes, because you've got to
protect your eyes from the sun. Sun smart musicals.
Thank you, Tilly, for those words that inspired such a fun singy story salad today.
Also... pretty cool that she's an inventor.
Yes.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Because imagine in the sun, that sunscreen would sparkle.
Yeah.
Wow.
And imagine in the water as well. You would feel like a mermaid.
You'd look like a mermaid. Okay. Maybe we should give everyone listening three oceanic words.
Ooh.
Like things to do in the ocean or water or...
Yep. Love that idea.
Let's mermaid.
Mermaid's first one, obviously. Second one is shell.
Oh, I love a shell.
Me too.
And the third one's going to be, ooh, what about waves?
Waves. I love swimming in the waves.
So mermaid, shell and waves. They are your words to use in a story salad. It could be a sung one.
It could be.
It could be. We're not
going to. It could be. Don't make me sing, but it could be.
We're not going to force you to do it, but it's pretty fun. So go and make up a story salad with mermaid, shell and waves.
And don't forget that if you're not busy making up your own, you can also watch the ones that we've created on the ABC Kids YouTube channel.
Yep, every Monday.
That's right.
You can watch it as well.
That's right.
And then you can also listen to a brand new story salad every single weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's right.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
On the ABC Kids and ABC Kids Listen and Listen apps.
All right. Well, I guess we should say bye. But should we say bye?
Or should we
sing it?
Sing it bye. Look, I think we should say it. I'm joking. We should sing it.
All right. Ready? Here we go. Matt was sitting at his mic, and opposite was Bri Allen on her microphone. They just finished a story salad. It was sung through. And then they decided to say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody who's listening and watching. Thank you for joining us today on the story salad that we made up with lots of songs and singing.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Never, 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 never.